something.
Do you know the word comfort or comforter?
Oh, yeah, comforter.
What is that?
That's the big puffy thing, big blanket. It's almost like a quilt, I almost think of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. If there were too many guests and there were not enough beds, what might you make up on the floor for children to sleep in? Maybe just put some quilts down.
Yep, probably sleeping bags.
Okay, did you ever hear the word pallet?
No.
All right. We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
fertile. Mm.
And do you know what you call flat lowland along the stream? It overflows and then is planted later.
No, I don't know what's
called. Ever hear bottomland or lowland or flatland?
I've heard of lowland, but it's not in that way.
What is that?
Like when they talk of lowland in Florida, well, lowland is land where it freezes a lot, so they can't plant the citrus trees there because it freezes. Mm-hmm.
So it's not good to have there.
No.
Mm-hmm. How about a kind of land that is only good for raising grass or hay? Low-lying grassland. Might you say, prairie or meadow or swale? What in the world is that? Any of those? Would you use any of those?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Then I know that you will know this one in Florida. Land that has water standing on it all the time, trees and alligators.
Swamp.
Any other word for swamp?
No.
How about something like a swamp but along the sea? Or is a swamp freshwater? Am I making the right distinction?
Yes, I think swamp is long is freshwater.
Well, what about something that was saltwater then?
We might call. Gosh. Tell me. I guess we would call it, but that's not the same thing as lagoon, but that's not the same thing.
What's lagoon?
That's like the water being separated from something, like an inward thing, but that's not the same thing.
Does a lagoon flow in and out with the tide?
No.
Oh. That's a pity, I was going to ask that later.
Gosh, I can't think of that. Isn't that weird? We had those intercoastal things, too. I can't think of the name of them.
Well, we'll see if some of this may remember us later. Would you ever use marsh for that saltwater thing?
I would never use it, but I've heard it.
And what's the word?
Marsh.
Okay. And what different kinds of soil do you have in your area?
We have muck, which is real fertile and it's real rich. Mm-hmm. And that's usually used for like mushrooms and stuff like that. It's real good. It's real good soil. And then we have clay. Mm-hmm. And then we have dirt.
Yeah. Do you have a kind of soil called LOAM?
L-O-M.
L-O-A-M.
Loam?
Loam. You know that?
No.
Okay. How about gumbo or buckshot?
No, I've never heard that.
Okay, those are probably not Florida types of soil. I think one of them's Texas, I've forgotten which. If you're getting the water off the marshes or the swamps, you would say you're doing what?
Draining.
Mm-hmm. And in order to drain it off, you would dig
a trench.
Okay, and what would you call a trench that was really big so that even a boat could get through it?
A pond. No, I guess not. I don't
Long
know.
Would you ever say ditch or canal for any of those?
A ditch.
Okay. Is ditch bigger than trench?
Yeah.
All right.